All right. So yesterday I decided not to podcast anything that is related to first day of issue stamp, but rather talk about a book that I had sold for 150 when the market said a few years back that they will not be selling it anymore. So now that it's done, let me go back to my regular topic of first day of issue stamp. My stamp for today is about the American Revolution Bicentennial, 1776-1776. All right. And the letter is usually from Rexford Ebersole, and it's the same thing with this one. And it was dated July 4, 1971. And it said, "Mr. R. Page, Purchasing Agent, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Page, plans landing." Hold on here. I just need to see, make sure that what I'm reading is right. Okay, let me start again. It said, "Plans leading up to the bicentennial celebration in 1976 is the commemorative stamp field sound impressive. Starting this year and on each subsequent July 4th for the next 5 years, commemorative will be issued that deal with America's past." Second paragraph. "Knowing this makes the current commemorative more meaningful. It's a stylized treatment of a symbolic star, adopted by the Bicentennial Commission as its official seal. Although the five-pointed star has been used since colonial times in many state flags, when the country as a whole adopted it is uncertain." Next paragraph. "The last thing we want to do, of course, is to undermine any sentimental, fondly cherished concept. Yet, fancy rather than fact often is the case in matters related to the Stars and Stripes. The story about Betsy Ross stitching the first flag under the watchful eyes of George Washington has never been substituted. There's even reason to doubt that the American flag, as we know, was ever displayed at all during the revolutionary period. Finally, remember those classic ringing phrases attributed to Washington. We take the stars, the statement goes, from heaven, the red from our mother country, separating it by white stripes, the showing that we have separated from her, and the white stripes shall go down to posterity, representing liberty." There's no solid proof Washington ever said that. Huh. Good question. Last paragraph. "The only obvious conclusion seems to be that very little conclusive is known about the history of our flag. This much we do know. However, in 1818, by a joint act of Congress, it was declared that the nation's flag should have 13 stripes, symbolizing the 13 original states, and that whenever a new state joined the Union, a new star would be added. That's the American standard, certainly as we've come to know it over the years. Does it matter when it first fluttered in the breeze? Question mark. What's really important is that from the day it first was unfurled, it's been a symbol of hope and encouragement to millions. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford Ebersole, Chairman, Executive Committee." There you have it. This is my podcast for today, and I have something to research because I didn't even realize that every time a state join in, they will have to add another star on the flag. Is that still valid to this day? And it's now 2024? I'll find out. So if you're listening to my podcast, I just want to say thank you and come back again. Bye.